Anytime.
Welcome to Anytime. I'm Estelle Winters. And this time I have three guests in the studio with me, Larisa Vivas-Gorbatova and Natasha Tikhomirova and Sergei Bulatno. We have a fabulous theme to discuss. We're going to discuss Lindy Hop in Russia. To begin with, I'd like to turn to Larisa because she's going to tell us a little bit about the history.
Everything started in the United States in Harlem at the beginning of 20th century. Harlem was built as a district for mid-up class for European people. With time, black people moved there and white people were moving out, and gradually it became like a well-known place of best dances, best shows, best performances, and white people were attracted with black culture and were interested very much in it. The biggest ballrooms were built, it was 1910, and in 1926, the world's finest ballroom was open, Savoy Ballroom. And there Lindy Hop started. Lindy Hop dancers were always present there. This was so-called dancing elite.
And we'll go over to Sergei because you've done a lot of research into the music that is used for Lindy Hop. And we have to point out that this type of dance is done completely on the spur of the moment. There's no choreography, as I understand.
Yes, we refer to the method of dancing Lindy Hop as a language. You should know the language to dance Lindy Hop, and if you and your partner knows this dance language, you can dance with any person you know or don't know. Maybe if you did come to another city, another country, another continent, you'll be fine with it. My interest to swing music arises from that I'm a Lindy Hopper. I like to dance. I like the swing music. I liked it from the very beginning. And I started to collect this music and to check it, whether it's good for dancing or not. And Lindy Hop cannot be born without the rise of big band swing music. So this era born in, we say, 1935. But the actual swinging music was in its rise some years before. There were black bands like Fletcher Henderson, Duke Ellington, who created this beautiful music and developed it to become a national hit. And after that, the white bands like Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, and other well-known big band leaders took their heritage and developed it into the music that was the popular music of United States of America for 10 years. This music was everywhere, in radios, in dancing halls, in ballrooms. You couldn't resist to start dancing to it.
Anytime.
Do we have much information about when it crept into this part of the world?
This part of the world, you mean Russia? I know that there were jazz bands in Soviet Union like in those years. So the music was propagating despite all boards, and I really didn't know how they get their knowledge about this music, but Soviet jazz bands were good.
Yeah, well, I know for a fact that it was being taught during Soviet times. Whether it was truly allowed or not is, of course, a question. Let's go over to you, please, Natasha, because you're going to tell me more about why people are attracted to this dancing. I mean, I presume that it puts one in a very good mood and it keeps one fit. And, of course, if I may use a very Russian word, I would use dusha, because I think definitely it affects the soul.
Well, Lindy Hop is a social dance. So, as Sergei mentioned before, it doesn't really matter if you know the person, but you just need to know to understand him, what he's trying to tell you with this dance. People generally come to it all over the world for fun. Here in Moscow, I think it's just the same, because throughout the years we asked our students why they need it and why do they come and why do they keep doing it. Basically, they said that it was a really good relaxation, it was very good fun, it's exercise at some point, of course, because for the beginners it's not much stress, it's just common basic steps and so on, but for the, I'd say, more advanced students, there are some physical steps and something, so they need to really put something of them into it.
I was going to come back to you, Larisa, because I'd like to ask all of you in turn why you went into this dancing.
I think that at first we should add that the most important thing in our dances is the music, the swing music, which attracts people and which is basic thing for the dance. And as we mentioned the history, when Lindy Hop and the jazz music was developing, the dancers were following the musicians. The music was changing and the dancers have to change the way of dance all the time. They were developing the dance and they followed the musicians in swing music. I just wanted to try this dance. I saw it at my colleague's laptop, some old video, and I was fascinated, of course, actually. Wow. Then I came to my first classes. I couldn't understand if I should continue or not. And with the time, when you know more and more, it's becoming more interesting for you. And then you fall in love with that music and the dance, and you know a little bit about history, then you would like to know more. Then you just find something new and new all the time, and you meet people. And also we have actually not only social dance. Lindy Hop has various aspects. For example, we have social dance, we have competitions, we have showcases, and of course we have teachers. Now we are teaching ourselves.
And Natasha?
I can't quite agree that now most of the people come into Lindy Hop because of the music, because now it's not as popular as it used to be. For example, it was the first day of my new group when we put on some music just to listen for a start. People were like, and I'm supposed to dance to this? And we're like, yeah, you are. Because now some people kind of look at jazz as a thing maybe they hear in a restaurant, but they don't connect it to dancing. And we are trying to do just this.
Why did you want to start this kind of dancing?
Well, basically same as Larissa. I saw some video and one of my friends put on an advertisement in a social network. Just like, go and try it. And I did.
And Sergei?
I guess my history is not a lot different. My friends convinced me to go and try some dancing. I didn't know whether it was swing dancing or not. In fact, it was marketed as club rock and roll. And as a student, I wanted to dance rock and roll in those rockabilly clubs. So,
cheap treat.
Yes, honestly, yes.
I came with my friends, but I stayed because of two things. I won't mention music, since it was mentioned earlier, but what really involved me was the atmosphere on the parties.
I wanted to stay there.
So when I came there, I was a student of the fifth course. I was a computer science student, you know, without not a lot of communication with girls.
Yeah, you have a lot of them.
And then, all of a sudden, new leader, new partner is very popular.
I'd say it's exciting, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure. Well, actually, you're the right person then to ask the next question to, which is, I must say, I consider this type of dance, Lindy Hop, it's quite a sexual kind of dance. It's quite erotic. You know, you're sliding through one another's legs. You're going over people's shoulders. You're hugging each other. I certainly don't think it would be allowed in all parts of the world. So was this something that attracted you to this dancing, Sergei? You're hesitating.
I do not think so. You are talking about the competition style, show style of Lindy Hop. Social dance is more often like quiet, calm, but it's still the communication between men and women. Yeah, there is some eroticism in it, but I think it's more of a dialogue, of having fun, of enjoying each other, of laughing at each other, and so on. For me, it's a kind of another type of communication, more.
Right. Anytime. Who's going to deal with the floor surface? Because as we know, a few years ago, first of all, pavements outside were not very flat. A parquet would go up and down and you got splinters from it sometimes. So you have to have a good floor to produce good steps, don't you?
Well, sometimes we dance on the streets, naturally, so just on the pavement, and sometimes it's fine. But, of course, for maybe some up-tempers, of course, special floors would be better. We have our own in a dance hall, so we put it there. We just rented a ballroom and bought our own. But just a floor, it's not a problem.
Actually, for Lindy Hop, it's not so crucial to have a really good floor. But we have one of dances which is from swing dance family, which is Balboa. This dance is neat, very good floor.
Yes, because the footwork is very fast, isn't it?
Oh, well, it depends, actually.
For Balboa, sometimes they bring talc powder and just put it around to make the floors more slippery. But again, it's not necessary, so they manage anyway.
Let's go over to what everybody's wearing. Sergei, I presume that you wear just very casual clothes.
You're right.
Is there something? Although I did see some people in suits.
I see there are some types of dancers. Some of them consider Lindy Hop parties as a social activity, a weekend activity, so they dress like casual, not much else. But for some of our dancers, and I respect them very much, it's a kind of show. They dress up, they meet friends, they have a good time, so they are supposed to be dressed well.
And some people from our community and from our club, they are interested in retro fashion, all these kind of things. We have the era of 30s and 40s. Actually, in our dance club, we have a catalog of fashion of 20s, 30s and 40s. And some people are really interested in it. They even made small research.
What about footwear? Because in one or two videos I saw, people were wearing just ordinary gym shoes.
Yeah.
So, well,
I can't understand that, though. I couldn't myself get on with doing fast steps in a shoe with a rubber sole.
When I prepare for the party and I just look through my wardrobe, when my mother sees that I pick up a dress and regular cats, she's saying, why, you need shoes, it's so beautiful and blah, blah, blah. But for me, sometimes it's even better because when you wear heels, it's about, you know, the certain attitude. So it really depends on your mood.
Now, and of course, you all have to keep fairly fit. So this involves keeping to a special diet or, Sergei? You're laughing again.
I don't think swing dancers need to be really fit. Well, the competitors are, for sure. They need to perform. Yeah. But social swing dancing is for everyone, so you don't need to be very fit if you want to dance.
And finally, I want to obviously feature your Lindy Hop Society that you have here in the Russian capital, because I think you've grown over the years, although, Natasha, you said that sometimes the numbers do vary, but you all seem to be getting on very well there.
I guess we are.
I'm not sure.
And it exists how long already?
The Moscow Swing Dance Society was established in 2002. 2 years ago, we had a really big anniversary, 10th years of Moscow Swing Dance Society, and we see a very optimistic future for us.
How many are you?
Of dancers or teachers?
We have eight couples of teachers in Moscow Swing Dance Society, and we also have another dance schools in Moscow, not so many actually.
And of course, you are going abroad sometimes to take part in competitions. Natasha, I think you've taken part in some competitions.
Well, I'm not much of a competitor myself, but I went abroad as well as all our teachers for a lot of times, and there is one of the biggest swing dance camp in the world. It's called Heren Dance Camp. It takes place in Sweden in the small village, and dancers from all over the world go there for maybe up to 5 weeks.
Have any of you got a final word to say?
I would like to add, we were talking about relationship between women and men on the floor, as Sergei was asking for. I wanted to add that the dance had some features from African-American dances, like animal imitations, like it was the beginning of the dance during ragtime era when Charleston appeared. Before that, there were a lot of funny dances, like imitating the animals. And from white cultures, European culture, we have this couple dancing. The people need to dance as a couple. This wasn't typical for African dances. It was typical for white culture. The mixed music from Africa and from Europe, like jazz music, they meet all together, and now we have Lindy Hop.
Of course, all of you in Moscow who are Lindy Hop dancers, or I've called you Russian Lindy Hoppers, you follow in all styles, I believe. You've made your own style. So this is definitely a subject that we're going to have to continue at a later date. I thank you very much for joining us here in the studio. Well done with what you're doing, and yes, good luck with the further development. And maybe at some stage there will be a special something that will be unique for you dancers here in the Russian capital. I look forward to seeing something very special and unique. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank
Joining
you.
Me in the studio, I'm going to call them Russian Lindy Hoppers. I had Larissa Vivas-Korbatova, Natasha Tikhomirova, and Sergei Velatnov. And so all I have to say now is from me, Estelle Winters, Bye-bye for now.